AAP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Late heroics or late meltdown? Depends on your point of view, but Jaylen Brown hit from beyond the arc with 5 seconds left in regulation to extend the game, and Boston went on to beat the Pacers in overtime 133-128 to take the opener of the Eastern Conference Finals. Twice in the last 30 seconds, Indiana had the ball and the lead, only to commit very costly turnovers. Jason Tatum was game high with 36 points, including 10 in OT.
We just talked about it in the huddle, right? We got a second chance. Like, let's take advantage of it. Let's not mess around and, let's figure out a way to win this game.
Indiana coach Rick Carlisle said much of those last-minute issues were his fault.
I love the way our guys fought in this game. This loss is totally on me. With 10 seconds in regulation, we should have just taken the timeout, advanced the ball, and found a way to get it in and made a free throw or two and ended the game.
Game two is Thursday night in Beantown. Meanwhile, Victor Wembanyama continues to impress. The San Antonio center has become the first player in NBA history to make the league's all-defensive first team as a rookie. In the WNBA, Atlanta defeated Dallas 83-73. It was LA 70, Washington 68, and Phoenix over Las Vegas 98-88. Back with baseball and more after this. The team with the best record in the majors just keeps getting better. Correspondent Michael Luongo reports from Philadelphia on the Rangers and Phillies.
The Phillies got another solid outing from pitcher Ranger Suarez as they picked up a 5-2 win over the Rangers. Suarez allowed just one run on five hits. He struck out 10 to pick up his ninth win in as many starts. He became the first Phillies pitcher since Robin Roberts in 1952 to pick up a win in at least 9 consecutive starts. His outing drawing praise from his manager, Rob Thompson.
It's kind of mind-boggling, you know. The historic run that he's been on is just, he's been pitching great.
Bryce Harper belted his 11th home run and the win.
In other interleague play, the Guardians beat the Mets 7-6. Minnesota routed the Nationals 10-0. The A's broke an 8-game losing streak when they beat the Rockies 5-4. And rain halted Orioles Cardinals in the 6th inning with the score tied at 1. The game was suspended and will resume on Wednesday. National League, the Cubs were one better than the Braves. Correspondent David Schuster has details from Chicago.
Nico Horner's infield single drove in Cody Bellinger with the winning run as the Cubs defeated the Braves 4-3 in 10 innings.
Obviously want to get a ball out of the infield there and score the run. We get to 2 strikes and just want to put a ball in play first, and fortunate where it went, and Cubs win.
The game was a grind with a lot of walks and miscues in the field. Orlando Arcia and Michael Harris hit home runs for Atlanta, while Mike Tauchman and Dansby Swanson both had a pair of hits for the Cubs. The Cubs have won 2 of 3, while the Braves have lost 5 of 6.
Elsewhere in the NL, the Brewers won in Miami 7-5. The Reds blanked San Diego 2-0. The Pirates rallied to beat the Giants 7-6, and the Diamondbacks defeated the Dodgers 7-3. In the American League, the Red Sox defeated Tampa Bay 5-2. The Mariners beat the Yankees 6-3. The White Sox shut out Toronto 5-0. Kansas City keeps rolling with a 10-3 decision over Detroit, and the Astros walked off the Angels 6-5. Hockey, a veteran defenseman is returning to the team with which he won back-to-back Stanley Cups. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh tells the story.
The Nashville Predators have traded Ryan McDonagh back to Tampa Bay less than 2 years after acquiring the veteran defenseman. The teams announced the trade Tuesday. The Predators are also sending the Lightning a 4th-round pick in the NHL draft in June. Nashville traded for the 2-time Stanley Cup champion in July 2023, helping Tampa Bay clear much-needed cap space. Nashville now clears space trading McDonagh and his $6.75 million cap hit back. The Predators received Tampa Bay's 2nd-round selection in 2025 and 7th-round pick in June.
Auto racing. Drivers Ricky Rudd and Carl Edwards were among those selected to the NASCAR Hall of Fame on Tuesday. In February, they will be officially inducted into the hall at a ceremony in Charlotte. Bruce Morton, AAP Sports.